When it comes to making the world a better place, it would seem that the root cause of apathy is the basic feeling that one is small and powerless in the face of something big and powerful. That would be both logical and understandable. But what if we were to rethink the power and potential of small things? The legendary folk singer Pete Seeger offers the following image. He says to imagine a giant seesaw. At one end of it is a basket half full of rocks. That end is on the ground. At the other end is a basket one quarter full of sand. He then says to imagine a bunch of us with teaspoons trying to put sand in that end. Others laugh at us and say, "Oh, don't you see it's leaking out as fast as you're putting it in?" Well, we say it's leaking out, but we're getting more people with teaspoons all the time. One of these days, you're going to see that whole basket with sand so full that this seesaw is going to go zoop in the other direction. People will ask us how that happened so quickly, and we'll tell them it was us and our little teaspoons. For me, Advent is a time to rejoice in the power and potential of small things. 2,000 years ago, the Roman Empire was a big thing. It was the cause of apathy for millions. Yet hope came in the form of a small thing, a baby who was likely less than 10 pounds. And that baby were the beginnings of one whose saving message was a vision of a world ruled by God. Our job is to share in that vision, to grab our teaspoons, and to remake our world one small scoop at a time. This Advent season, rejoice in small things, because ultimately small things are what will save us all. Amen.